Maranatha. Shabbat Shalom. Happy Sabbath Eve. Remember what Hitler said. He will come for the Jews on Saturday and the Christians on Sunday. What is happening now is biblical. And it's eschatology. If you study the Bible, all this was said. It was going to happen. But a lot of people get labeled crazy for talking about it. But don't fret. Jesus got your back. So if you feel things that, like, you gotta, like, hurry up and kill yourself, if you feel that need, that's Hamas energy. That's demonic energy. That's violence. Hamas. Jesus brings you peace, calmness, and just love. This world, though, is just filled with hate. I know they are both the same. They both ignite passion and pain, but one of them is actually toxic, and that's hate. So know the difference. One day you will not have the right to choose whether you want to die for Jesus or not. You'll be forced to be alive. You will be forced to take the mark of the beast, or else you'll cut your head off. That's all gonna happen. So right now we have the choice to live for God, because that's what it says in the Bible to do, is live for God and share the gospel. That's all I've been trying to do, is share the good news. But this is only a little splinter of our timeline. We have so much. We have eternity. Our lives are eternal. As long as we believe that God sent his only son, Jesus, our lives are eternal. And that change is going to happen. We do not all have to die. The world doesn't necessarily have to end for us all. We are all going to change. We're all going to change to immortal beings. Because some people believe Jesus already came. But that would mean that the devil doesn't exist here on earth and there'd be peace everywhere and no wars. There's never been 1,000 years of that ever. All there's ever been is wars. So know that you're being deceived from all around you. Many of these so-called religions are deceiving you and hiding the truth from you, especially Catholicism. I don't know, something just sits with me really bad about Catholicism because it's very demonic. I don't understand why you'd ever have to go through a priest to get to God. You don't have to ask his mother for permission. Jesus came already for it. That's the whole reason he came, is for us to be able to have a conversation with God. Anybody can have a conversation with God. Anybody. God is the only one who could be omnipresent, more than one place at a time. The devil cannot be. Educate yourself. Read the Bible, the scripture, the word is the only thing will bring peace to your heart. Once God has written his name on your heart, nothing else makes sense, just the Bible. And the Bible is the only supernatural book that can answer all your questions and will relate to whatever's going on in your life. Just open it and start reading. It will help you right away. So again, anybody that's siding with Palestinian people, this isn't about free Palestinians. This is about a terrorist group attacking innocent people, innocent children. These people use innocent children and women to shield them. This is a demonic, demonic war. And I've been saying it for a while that, you know, this war is invisible. It's a supernatural, spiritual war. It started a long time ago, but now it's just manifesting to worse. Worse and worse, and see all these people are suicidal, literally suicidal bombers. I was never suicidal. I was only trying to wake people up and share the good news. It's a huge difference. These people actually believe if they die, they're going to go to a better place. You and I know that is false. False. Not true. Read the word. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. But that's only if you believe and have faith in Jesus. So pray for our brothers and sisters to wake up. Now has never been a more crucial time. don't listen to the news. And if you do, discern whatever you see. Take it with a grain of salt. Because so much of it is lies and propaganda. Michael Flynn came out the other day and said Q was a whole psyop. And I believe it. Because all government is two sides to the same coin. The plan has already been written out. And look how much the government is just letting all these illegal aliens walk in our country, and I bet you more than half of them are terrorists. But moms, mothers standing up for their children not to take COVID vaccines and PTA were labeled as domestic terrorists. And here we have real terrorists. Now, if you don't see that, and if you're not waking up to what's going on in the world, and you believe the media, and you believe and you trust your government, then I feel sorry for you. No man is going to be able to save us from what's going on. No man. Sorry, a lot of planes today. But, just wanted to say that. Have faith, we'll conquer. Just a reminder, someone was arrested for making memes of Hillary Clinton. So again, like I've been saying, we don't have freedom of speech, like I've been telling you. Also, the person who made the fake accounts of me should be worried, because when they are tracked, I'll be able to tell who really did them. And hopefully by then I'll have a lawyer I can trust and I can sue the fuck out of whoever did that. Because that is defamation. Those were lies that were told about me. Everything that I was speaking was the truth. It can be backed up by witnesses and by documents. Everything that was said about me is just hearsay and can't be proven. I can prove that I was abused because I called the police and there is a police record. And there was a policeman that was witness to it all. He even tried to help me leave my marriage. So, with that said, I don't appreciate getting threatening phone calls or texts. That's why I had to change my number. Maranatha. And just know that, like J.D. Fragg says, the end times aren't near, they're here. And I'm not scared. I've never been more excited in my life. God chose me for this time for a reason. Probably because I'm not scared. And then I would stand up for him and his word. Because all I ever wanted was for marriage to actually mean something. For it to be protected. And not to be lied to.